The Lozer HaKavir describes in very great detail about 22 sentences, each one its own 9-11, Rahman al-Islam, about the terrible tzoras that took place during Churban Bayis Rishon, as we're being tortured in Yerushalayim before we exited our way to Babel. It's best understood, I believe, with the backdrop of the fact that Chazal orchestrated such a day of mourning over the terrible suffering throughout our generation, not only unto an end of itself to recognize the terrible atrocity that took place directly to us and our great-grandparents, but as the Navi Yirmiyah told us in our Haftorah today, because of the averes that we have done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seemingly left our midst and allowed us to be tortured. Ki Azbam Torasi, because Rachman Letzlan, we have left his Torah and not fulfilled the commandments properly and done many terrible averes. In this particular kina, the Lozer HaKavir focuses on the element of Midah Keneged Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates with us and with the world, and he shows us how thorough it is. The very beginning of the kina, I would like to point out just a few sentences and describe two stories that the Gemara and the Midrashim go through that are just so difficult to handle. Perhaps will help us get into the mode of Tisha B'Av. In Tochalna Nashim Pilyon, if women can eat their own fruits, their own children, Olei Tapuchim, the ones that they cared for so much, Alai Li. In Tevashelna Nashim Rachmanios Yiladim, if the Nashim who are known, their identity, their Midos, is one of Rachmanos, more than men, and yet they could cook their own flesh that came from them, Hamedudim Tvachim Tvachim, that were measured. And this line is referring to a Gemara in Yuma, as well as a Medrash in Eicha, of the widow of Doeg ben Yosef, who they had what seems to be an only child, who she treasured very much, especially after the loss of her husband, is all she had left. And perhaps she was wealthy, I don't know, but all the time she would measure her son to see how her weight, his weight, escalated, got a little bigger. She would shed nachas, and she would correspondingly give towards the Beis HaMikdash an equivalent amount of gold, all the time. Can imagine the akaras hatov she had because of this treasure, this child of hers, the love that she had. Whom do we know that treasures the child so much that the direct equivalents of the nachas they get from their child, they're ready to give tzedakah at a moment's notice. And yet, the hunger got so bad in Yerushalayim, as the Muchanetzar and the army were surrounding and not allowing any food to go in, nobody to go out, and food was so scarce, there was nothing to be found in the streets, that people reached a level of depravity that is unimaginable. And this mother herself, who was ready to donate the corresponding money due to her child's growth, was able, Rahman al-Islam, because of her terrible hunger, to go ahead and slaughter him and to cook him and to eat her own child. It's a umum to me super. I can't wrap my brain around it. And the kina goes on. It mentions, and he goes in the past Rosham. It could happen that the locks of hair of this woman, referring to the wife of the Kohen Gadol, Yeshua ben Gamla, was a very wealthy woman. V'zikshana l'susim porichim, and she was always very careful to only step in clean places, never associated with anything dirty, and certainly couldn't bear to handle the terrible Churban taking place in front of her. And he reached a point where the enemies, they took her, they tied her hair to a steed of horses, and they dragged her through the streets from one city to another until the hair literally left her head. Such crazy tortures. The Elazar HaKalir is pointing out in this kina not only the atrocity that took place to us, but to what extent the Jewish people reached such inhumane levels of action, as well as the goyim who were torturing us. They didn't just torment us, but they did it in such a way that seemed to oppose utter humanity. They were mechadish new ways of torture that people could not imagine. We've read stories like this about the Holocaust. But you see, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, this already took place in the Churban Bayis. Each line goes on to describe another terrible instance of hunger, of despair, of total depravity, of how the way people acted. If this man of the Sar Ovos Labonin, Bim Ovos Veshichim, if it could be prepared, the flesh of people's fathers that they feasted on in order to satisfy their hunger. The Medrash mentions the story in detail, where there would be a group of men, there was nothing left to eat. And they banded together, hiding in caves, and from one day to the next, they're trying just barely to survive, just to hold on. Throughout the fields, throughout the city of Yerushalayim, all you saw was fallen people, fallen bodies, dead in the streets, not buried. And they had nothing. They didn't know how to survive their next meal. They couldn't, there was no food, there was nothing, absolutely zero. And they reached such a point that what they would do is they had a rotation and they would send out one person for each meal to go and find. What would they find? They would look for a corpse, Rahman al-Islam, Mamish, find a dead body that they could eat, they feast on. And one particular day, they asked one of the members of the group to go, and he's looking, he's searching, he couldn't find, there was nothing. Other people already chopped the rind, they already took. Even from the dead bodies, they couldn't find. It's crazy, hard to imagine. Until you find chances upon one mace in the street that wasn't buried yet. He has a moment of finally triumph. I found a meal for me and my group. Until he gets close and he realizes that Rahman al-Islam is his own father. How could I do this? What did he do? He quickly, before his group would notice he's been missing for so long, he quickly buried him just not so deeply. He put a little sim in there, a little marker, so he could come back later and give his father the proper cover to Achron to some degree. And then he came back to the group and he reported, I'm so sorry, I went around, and Mama, there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing. They were going to starve. He's ready to starve. The group could not take no for an answer, their life is at stake. They sent another member, maybe he'll be more matzliach. Sure enough, he goes out, he's searching, it was very difficult. But at some point later, he comes back, he found Nebuch, a corpse. And without asking any questions, that was their next meal. Only after they finished, to the first member of the group who went out unsuccessfully, he turned Nebuch to this man who went out and found him. He said, tell me, where did you find? I looked all over the city. There is nothing. No stone unturned. Where did you find this corpse? And of course, he described to him in such and such a place. It was just freshly buried. And this was the simon, which was, of course, Nebuch, the father of the first person. And he cried out, Oi, Alayli, my own father, I ate from the flesh of my own father. I beheard, when I was reading about the story, that he didn't bother to ask before he ate. He didn't bother to ask the person, where did you find the corpse? He couldn't. He was starving. He found a meal, that's it, they ate. It was only after he satisfied his hunger for the time being that he had the ability, a little bit of Menuchas HaNefesh, if you can call it that, to think and ask, where did you find? Only to find out Nebuch, with such sorrows and sorrow, that was his own father. This was the crazy starvation and level of inhumane action that we reached. And the Kinner goes on after describing more and more tzaras. He gives an explanation for not only why we're being tormented, but how could it be that we reach such levels? Klai Yisrael known as the Rachmanim, the Baishonim, and Gomei Chasodim, it's our inner identification. That's who we are to the core. This is going against our very own identity. How could it be that we reach such levels? And Itaka was not normal. And it was only due to the fact, as it says in the very end of the Kinnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mashehikru al-Modiyim, what happened to Klai Yisrael, they make known. We complain about it, and of course, rightfully so. They say, She'osu lo-Modiyim. But what Klai Yisrael, what they did, they don't let know. Im tochal na'ashim piryo mashmiyim, the fact that women, Rahman al-Islam, can eat their own children, that they make known. Vim yohari b'miktosh Hashem, kohen v'navi lo mashmiyim. But if they kill in the Mikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Kohen and a Navi, that they don't make known. And the Gemara bears out what the Python is saying. The Gemara in Yuma says that as a response to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Yirmiyahu was lamenting, oi, how could it be that the very woman who would measure her son and give the gold for the Beis HaMikdash, corresponding to his growth, could then go ahead and because of the starvation go and eat him? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, Abasko came out and responded, Yirmiyahu, and how could it be that 250 years prior, in the Mikdash Rishon, when Zechariah HaNavi got up to give Musar in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azorah, on Yom Kippur, it was Shabbos also, on the holiest day of the year, how could it be that Rahman Etzlan Klal Yisrael could do something so inhumane as to stone him to death in cold blood? And that's a response as to how it could possibly be that these terrible travesties happened, and how it could be that we reached such terrible, inhumane levels, midah keneged midah, of Nebuch, that we did to Zechariah.